make a few announcements before we get started. And thank everybody for taking some time out of your busy day to join us. We try to do these Cleaning for a Reason teleseminars about once a month, and they are very specifically geared towards helping you to elevate your business as a Cleaning for a Reason partner, because we know if you do better in business, then you are going to be in Cleaning for a Reason forever. In fact, you'll probably expand your reach in Cleaning for a Reason. So we're always trying to help you get better at business and be better at serving patients and reaping the benefits of the cause marketing aspects of Cleaning for a Reason. So that's why we do these. We just want to elevate your business and be a partner with you in succeeding at delivering the Cleaning for a Reason services. So I thought I'd go a little bit different direction today. So I'll tell you a little bit about that in just a minute. But I am trying to give people a little bit of time to join us as they get dialed in on their phone or logged in on their computer. But I do want to thank our sponsors before I get too far into this. And I'll introduce myself here in just a second, but I want to thank the people that are helping Cleaning for a Reason to exist. And they are helping to support our efforts and to support women and families who are battling cancer. United Laboratories, they're a sponsor. Unger, C4 Operations, which is the criminal background search firm that we recommend. And then our newsletter sponsors, speedcleaning.com, that's yours truly's company, and Microfiber Wholesale, and then Direct Mop Sales, and then spongeoutlet.com. These are our generous sponsors that really make it possible for us to function and operate without having to charge a whole lot more than $20 a month pledge. So thank you so much to our sponsors. We just cannot do it without our sponsors. Now, let me just pop over here real quick and make a couple of more announcements so I don't forget, because I will. Let me pull up my notes. All righty. All right, well, I think we've waited long enough to let some people join us. And of course, they'll be joining a little bit late throughout today's teleseminar. But first of all, I wanted to welcome you for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us for today's Cleaning for a Reason teleseminar. I'm Debbie Sardone, and I'm the founder of Cleaning for a Reason. I'm also a member of the board of directors with the ISSA Foundation, also known as ISSA Charities. And if you weren't aware of the announcement and the exciting event that took place about a year ago in June, Cleaning for a Reason was merged with the ISSA Foundation. And ISSA, of course, is the Worldwide Cleaning Association. And I serve on that board of directors, and Cleaning for a Reason is now a program of ISSA Charities. We recently announced, if you missed the email, that we have a new executive director, and his name is Mike Geese, and I'm sure you will be excited to get to know him more. And probably at some point he'll be doing one of these teleseminars, and if you're coming to the ISSA convention in Dallas, Texas in October, you'll get to meet Mike then as well. And then, of course, we have Lucy Lee. She may be on the phone with us. She's probably in transit back to her home. But she is our office manager and does a wonderful job running the day-to-day activities of the Cleaning for a Reason office. So, and of course, we may have some of our staff on the line with us. If you would, if you have any questions or comments, just write them down. And at the very end, I will be happy to take questions. And of course, we're always happy to take questions about the program, how it works, any struggles or challenges you are having with serving your patients. So we'll open it up for live Q&A at the end. But like I said earlier, I'm Debbie Sardone, and not only am I the founder of Cleaning for a Reason, but I wear many different hats. Now, Cleaning for a Reason, I'm a volunteer. I don't work there. I don't take a paycheck. I'm a volunteer just like you, but I have several different hats. Of course, I own speedcleaning.com, but many of you know that I do business training and consulting with cleaning businesses all over the world. And I put my consultant's hat on whenever I'm speaking to you about your business, because I am here to serve you. And at Cleaning for a Reason, we are here to help you with your business, to use the power of cause marketing and the opportunity of giving back to also elevate your business and to help you see your business go to new levels that you never thought possible. But I'm also a cleaning business owner. I own a maid service just like you do. My cleaning company has to be a partner of Cleaning for a Reason just like you. We pay our monthly pledges just like you do. And we face the same challenges at my company, Buckets and Bows Maid Service, that you do with patience and giving back and balancing the struggle of giving or giving too much. And so we face the same struggles that you do. So when I'm sharing these concepts with you, I am speaking from the same chair that you sit in as a cleaning business owner as well. But I also have the benefit of speaking as a business consultant, because I know what will be good for you and for your business. And I want to share some of those concepts with you today. Obviously, if you would like to learn more about me or my business, you can visit DebbieSardone.com. You can join my email list. You can send me an email, DebbieSardone@gmail.com. Now, I might miss it because I get hundreds of emails. You're better off just joining my newsletter email list and just learn some things about my other companies from there. So let's talk a little bit about why we're on this call today. And, you know, one of the things that I get asked to speak on quite a bit when I'm not necessarily speaking and training cleaning business owners is to talk a little bit about the secret of reaching big potential. Because every business, it doesn't matter if you own a cleaning business or a nail salon or a veterinary clinic or a restaurant, everybody wants to achieve bigger results. They want to reach big potential in business. And maid service owners are no different than anybody else. And I have a talk called Givers Have It Made, and it's M-A-I-D, Givers Have It Made, where I talk about the secrets to reaching big potential. And so many times the concepts are so simple in terms of how to succeed in business that people miss it, because we're always looking for complicated things to take us to extreme levels of success. And oftentimes, failure is found in the complication of things, and success is found in simplicity. And I really do believe that, and I teach that in my courses, that if it's complicated, you're probably going in the wrong direction. So today, you will learn the proven strategies to how you can succeed more, have more, and live better. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about what the haves and the have-nots do differently. So first, let me share those three things that successful people do differently. Three things, and I hope you'll write them down. First of all, they don't say, "Oh, I already knew that." You might already be thinking that when I just said that. They don't say, "Oh, I already knew that." They listen, they learn, they apply, and they take action. That's what successful people do differently. Every time I attend a conference, even if the person speaking knows less about business or hasn't achieved the level of success that I've achieved, I learn something from what they speak on. It doesn't matter if their business is smaller than mine. So there's always something to learn. Another thing that successful people do differently is they don't say, "Oh, that won't work," or, "You know, how do you know that works?" They are willing with an open mind to learn new things that maybe sound counterintuitive, things they haven't tried before, instead of dismissing concepts and saying, "Oh, that won't work." Just keep an open mind. trust me, if you keep an open mind, you will learn so many things and you will experience things you would not have experienced or learned with a closed mind that says that won't work or I already knew that. And then the third thing that successful people do differently is they don't allow distractions to interfere with their goals. And this is really huge nowadays because of all the electronics that we are surrounded by in our business and in our personal life. Our cell phone, the notifications that pop up on the cell phone, Facebook, you know, we attempt to go on Facebook to do some business and then we're all sidetracked watching videos, checking out the news story of the day or, you know, looking at somebody's brand new baby or a cat video or whatever. Facebook, it's a distraction. Checking email chronically throughout the day and letting your email inbox ping you every time something shows up and basically determining how your day is spent and how your day is prioritized. So email can literally be one of those distractions that successful people learn to control. And then, of course, just taking those chronic interruptions of phone calls and meetings that were unplanned. Those distractions keep us from succeeding. And I wanted to bring that up in the beginning because if you're distracted right now and you're also checking email and you're on Facebook or you put the webinar on hold and you go take some phone calls, that distraction might mean you'll miss something you really needed today. Okay, so let's talk about how to reach big potential so that you can become a haver in this life. There's having and there's wanting. Having is living in the gain and wanting is living in the gap. And a lot of people will spend their entire business career living in the gap, always wanting, never having, never achieving. And so how do you move past that? How do you experience and reach that big potential? First of all, and there's several principles that I think are extremely important, but number one, in having more, and wanting less, own your own failure. Own your own failure. This is really a tough one. And it's kind of a negative way to start the first bullet point. But when we own our own failures, we own our mistakes. I recently read, and I thought this was a great quote, life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. This quote can improve your personal life as well as your professional life. It works because it's true for all people. It's not just true for some people. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% our reaction to what happens to us. Do you believe that or are you already dismissing it as, well, that's not true, right? Do you believe that or are you already dismissing it? How do you respond with challenges that are going on in your business? How do you react with employees who just quit without notice, who chronically call in sick, who take advantage of your generosity? What is your reaction to that? If you still think it's everyone else's fault, it's that 90% them and maybe 10% I'm doing something wrong in my business. If you still think it's them, it's not me, it's them, it's not me, then your actions will be different than if you looked at the circumstances that you are not happy with and you said, well, what if it's 10% them and 90% me and my reaction to what's going on? If you looked at it differently, you might begin to change your actions. And when you change your actions, the results begin to change. So as long as you're blaming everybody else, as long as you're saying it's the lazy workforce out there, nobody wants to work, it's the government that's causing me to struggle, it's the labor laws and all the things that we blame our inability to succeed on, and we think it's 90% them and 10% me. Yeah, I could do a few things better in business, but it's mostly their fault. Then you'll never put forth the actions in your business that are required to make the changes that will produce the results that you're looking for. At Cleaning for a Reason, the number one reason we lose partners or that partners are unable to service the number of patients in their area that would need their help is because of staffing challenges. It's the number one challenge of most maid services across the country. If you stop thinking that there's nothing you can do about it, it's the way it is, it's the way the industry is, it's the way the economy is, and you think it's 90% external and maybe 10% internal, you're probably not going to make the changes that you need, and you're not going to pursue the changes that you need. Instead, if you begin to look internally and say, you know what if 90% is within my control? And I can fix this if I react differently to the problems and the challenges in my business. So my question is, are you making excuses? And I'm saying this to you as an honest business owner because I've been there. I've made lots of excuses in my business. So I'm preaching to the choir. We all have to be reminded of these things. But are you making excuses or are you owning the problems and then seeking solutions? Until you own the problem, you will not seek solutions because it's somebody else. It's in other people's control. It's in their hands. But here's the good news. When you own your failures and you own your mistakes and you pursue the right solutions and you take action, then you get to own your awesome. So that's the best part of that, is once you own the mistakes, you own your failures, then you will begin to move forward by learning, what am I doing wrong? Where do I need to change? What course or training do I need to take? And I hope you will be coming to the ISSA convention in October and experience the training and the opportunities for business owners to take their business to the next level just by the things you learn by attending a conference or by taking a course or by reading more books. Stop making excuses and begin your journey to awesome, because once you own your failure, own your mistakes, and pursue the solutions and act according to the knowledge that you gain, then you get to own your awesome. All right, then number two, this is huge to me. Give more than you take. Give more than you take. It's really that simple. And too many people will hear that concept and they will say, oh yeah, I get that. And they will dismiss it because it seems too simple. This is a part of becoming a haver. This is a part of reaching big potential in your business. Don't dismiss the concept. Give more than you take. It's that simple. Give more in the world. That is of your time, your money, your talents. And at different times and different stages in our business, we have more time than we have money, or we have more talent than we have time. Or sometimes there are certain stages in our business where we have a lot more money, but we don't have as much time. It doesn't matter which you give. Giving is giving. Give of your time, your money, or your talent, but give more than you take, more than you consume. When you practice giving, from the heart, authentic giving, like what you're doing through Cleaning for a Reason, that's practicing giving. That's helping somebody in your community that doesn't have the ability to pay you. And that's helping somebody with no strings attached. It's not like you're going to get their business necessarily. I mean, if you do, that's nice, but it's never a guarantee. It's just like, you know, donating your time through Cleaning for a Reason. That is practicing giving. Once this becomes a lifestyle, once this becomes part of your DNA, part of your business culture, it actually expands and you want to give more. I've seen that in my own business, giving not as a gimmick, but giving from that heartfelt giving place creates such an abundance of experience and connections and wealth in your life. But never when you are leading with the wrong motivations. If you're leading with, you know, the desire to give just to get wealth, or to give just to get recognition, or to get connections, it doesn't really work when you're leading with those drivers. So giving from the heart, the abundance of giving, somehow comes back And I usually say tenfold because I've seen that in my own business. Maybe it's threefold, maybe it's tenfold, but it always comes back when you have that giver's mindset, and it has to be authentic. It can't be a gimmick because you can fool people for part of the time. But when you give from the heart and people see you're authentic, that's when abundance comes. If you think you can game the system, and if you're not giving authentically, people can spot a fake. And obviously you wouldn't be on the Cleaning for Reason teleseminar if you didn't have this heart of giving. You wouldn't even be on here. But I'm going to challenge you to expand your giving and understand that the benefits of expanding your giving are magnified. I've always said you cannot outgive giving. One of my favorite quotes is from Zig Ziglar. He was a great man. He's deceased now, but he was just a wonderful speaker and a good family man and a great entrepreneur. And one of my favorite quotes, and I've used it in some of my email signatures, is, "You will get all you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want." And of course, Cleaning for a Reason sets in motion that habit of giving. And many of you can testify of the abundance that you've already experienced in your own company as a result of Cleaning for a Reason. And so I love that quote because when you help other people get what they want, you end up getting what you want. It's a magical thing that happens in life, and it comes from abundance. And I think giving and developing and broadening your giver's mindset, it changes you as a person on the inside. It changes you as a business owner on the inside, and it comes out on the outside. And that abundance is just, you know, your business, your brand, you as an individual become irresistible when people know you as a giver. We all know those takers, right? You can spot them very quickly in a new relationship that you might form. You can spot the takers, and you can spot the givers. So are you a giver? Are you a giver? Do you have that giver's mindset? And then number three, giving is a stronger currency than money. Giving is a stronger currency than money. I know it seems counterintuitive. What I just said, giving is a stronger currency than money. How does that work? I just gave away a free cleaning and it cost me $100 in labor because the house was so hard and so dirty. How is giving a stronger currency than money? But success and achievement in this life and in business is usually not obvious. In fact, if success was obvious, if the steps to success were obvious, everybody would be successful. When you look at 95% of businesses out there, they really aren't as successful as they want to be or felt they could have been. 95% of all business startups fail. And so success isn't obvious. So when I say something counterintuitive, like giving is a stronger currency than money, and it sounds, well, that just sounds the opposite of what the truth is. I mean, when we're desperate in business, we're struggling and we can barely hang on, what's the first thing we cut? Giving. Because it seems counterintuitive that giving would be one of the most important things to keep in place. I'll tell you about one of our Cleaning for Reason partners that shared with me a story a few years ago when Hurricane Irene hit New York and New Jersey and devastated that area. And many businesses and homes were destroyed and people were displaced. One of our Cleaning for Reason partners' business was destroyed and they were displaced. And I think she had to bring mops and vacuums and cleaning supplies and paperwork and computers that survived to her garage in her home. She had a really large business. And her name is Shirley Perlinski. And she told her staff when they kind of regrouped and the storm settled down, they were ready to kind of, you know, open their doors. I think they were closed for a week or two, which meant no revenue for a couple of weeks. And the employees didn't have paychecks. And it was just a really tough time. And she gathered her employees together for their first day back to try to relaunch the business and serve their clients who, you know, their homes have been devastated and they need help cleaning up the mess. And she said to her employees, she said, you know, it looks like we're going to have to cancel our partnership with Cleaning for a Reason, because, you know, we've just been devastated financially and we're really in the rebuilding stage and we just can't do it. So we're going to have to cancel our partnership. And she said several of her employees came to her and said, but the cancer patients need us more now than they did before, because they were equally affected by the storm and devastated. And Shirley said she rethought her decision and realized, you know what, they're right. We need each other. And she said, I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills and meet my payroll and catch up. But she said, we're not going to drop out of Cleaning for a Reason. We're going to keep serving these patients because they do need us more than ever before. And I believe she has rebuilt her business, and it's probably bigger and stronger than ever before. But I do know firsthand, because I haven't talked to her in a while, but I do know firsthand that she is doing very well. it wasn't necessary for her to drop out of the program. It did not hurt her business to continue in the giving that she had already created in her culture. Excuse me. Get a little bit dry there. And when I have seen her at a couple of the conferences since that time, she said business is great. And I do believe that it probably would have been a longer, harder struggle for her to return if she had eliminated the giving culture in her business. What do you think the giver's mindset did to the relationship with her employees when they saw that as a business owner, even though she was struggling, she said, you're right, we're going to do this. We're going to keep helping. If nothing else, it created a level of loyalty and admiration for her as the business owner with her employees that nothing else could do. No bottom line thinking could ever do. And I know for a fact that her business is thriving and is doing well. I don't know if it's gotten back to the size it used to be. It was a pretty big business, but I suspect it has, because she's a smart businesswoman and she does have that giver's mindset. It's that the strong currency of giving. It builds connections with people. It creates loyalty. It causes people to want to do business with you, even if you're not the cheapest deal in town. I wanted to share another story with you about one of my own customers several years ago. And she's a prominent U.S. senator. I'm sorry, she's a state senator here in Texas, Jane Nelson. We've cleaned her house for probably 20 years now. And this has probably been 15 or more years ago. But she called my service and said, hey, I need to book a full-blown spring cleaning. And we clean for her every 2 weeks for years, but she knew she had company coming, and she travels because she's in Senate for months at a time, and she's out of town for months at a time. And she knew the kids kind of trashed the house back in those days. And so she called up and said, I'm having Thanksgiving at my house, and I won't even be home till like a day or two before Thanksgiving. And we're in session, and I need a full-blown spring cleaning, and I need my carpets cleaned and my windows cleaned. So I said, no problem, Jane, we'll set that all up for you. So I got it all set up. I mean, the whole bill probably cost her $900, but by the time we subbed it out, but the carpet cleaning guy cleaned, we did the full-blown spring cleaning, we got her windows cleaned, and I even lined up a chimney sweep for her. And goodness gracious, it hadn't been a week after we did all of this wonderful cleaning, and it was still time before she came in town for the Thanksgiving holiday. And she calls me up and she says, you're not going to believe what just happened. She said, my kids called me. We've had a major flood at the house, and we got a plumber. It's all been fixed, but they've made this awful mess. And she said, the carpets are going to have to be re-cleaned and stretched and re-tacked down. And then once they're gone, we're going to have a full-blown spring cleaning again, because the plumbers had a jackhammer through the floors. And she said, Debbie, I'm just so frustrated. I'm just about to be in tears, but thankfully I have time to get it all done before family comes for Thanksgiving. And in that moment, I'm so grateful that I wasn't operating in bottom line thinking mode like a business owner. But in that moment, I felt so bad for her dilemma. I said, you know what, Jane, we're going to line up all of this for you. Don't worry. There's no charge for me to line up everything. I'll get my carpet guy to come out and steam clean the carpets and stretch them and re-tack them. And I said, we'll do your spring cleaning all over again and we'll just do it at cost. All I'm going to charge you is the cost of my labor. And she was like, oh, Debbie, I can't believe you're going to do that. I'm so grateful. She said, I'm willing to pay full price. This is your business. And I said, I know, but I don't want to benefit from your tragedy. And, you know, in hindsight, I wasn't really thinking about the giver's mindset, and I didn't have as giving a culture as I do in my business now. But in hindsight, when I look back on that, that concept is the result of a giver's mindset. And what happened comes back on you threefold or tenfold. And I could never have imagined this, but in hindsight, looking back on that, she would never fire my company just because she maybe had a bad cleaning. Because she knows we have her back. She knows that we care about her. She knows that we're not just trying to, you know, make a nickel and a dime off of every single thing that we do in business. That sometimes we just give. Sometimes we just give back. Now, I wasn't going to give her the free cleaning because that would have cost me hundreds of dollars, but I didn't want to make a dime off of it. And I know she appreciated it. She refers us like crazy. She said to me numerous times, I don't know what we would do without you. And I could tell you, we could break a $500 vase in her house and she wouldn't fire us and go use another company. She just wouldn't, because it builds solid relationships. Giving and the giver's mindset creates a level of loyalty with people you do business with. Whether it's affiliates in your community that are in a position to refer you, or it's employees who work for you, or customers that you do business with, there's just something about the currency of giving that is bigger than monetary currency. When you clean for cancer patients and you're donating, and you basically have oftentimes, after at least a couple of cleanings, you've donated a couple of hundred dollars in services. But then when you get featured in the front page of your newspaper because of your work through Cleaning for Reason, or a reporter knocks on your door or calls you up and says, we want to do a story about you. If you can see the benefit of that giving abundantly instead of scarcely, and you could calculate the value of a front page article about your company or a 3-minute news story in the 5 o'clock news right there in your local community about your company, that's worth far more, maybe 10 times more or 20 times more than the cost of a couple hundred dollars worth of cleaning. That abundance comes back. And, you know, all the people out there with a real scarcity mindset that's thinking, well, I'm not going to do Cleaning for Reason. I can barely afford to do it myself, you know, to pay myself a salary. I'm not doing that. They have no idea the abundance they've missed out on because they don't know. They don't know they're missing it. And you know because you're doing this, or maybe you're doing it a little bit. And so you're participating with Cleaning for Reason maybe in scarcity. You don't always check your email. You don't always accept the patient. We have to kind of hound you. Hey, can you take a patient? Can you take a patient? Or you continually say, well, I can't this month because we're shorthanded. Or you're one of those ones that's like, yep, bring it on. Give me another patient. Yep, I don't know where I'm going to fit them in, but I'll fit them in. I want to help. You know, are you operating within a scarcity amount of giving or an abundant amount of giving? Now, I'm not trying to tell you this so everybody goes and doubles the patients you serve. That's not the point of this teleseminar. Please know my heart. The point is, when you give and your giver's mindset is expanded and broadened, then there's this magical thing that happens. And it comes back threefold, fivefold, and tenfold. You cannot outgive giving. I've seen business owners who joined Cleaning for Reason who won Small Business of the Year because of Cleaning for Reason. And they've been in that town for years, and they were never selected as Small Business of the Year. I know in my own business, because of Cleaning for Reason, I got chosen to be a Chamber of Commerce Woman of the Year. That wouldn't have happened if I was just another cleaning service, just doing a good job and you know, being competitive in business. Well, everybody else thinks they deserve being, you know, Woman of the Year or Business of the Year. But because of Cleaning for a Reason, my company was chosen, or I was chosen as Woman of the Year. It is an opportunity I would not have had because if I hadn't been giving through Cleaning for a Reason. Many of you have told us that your local government, maybe your local city council or your local mayor's office, even the governor's office, has written a city or a state proclamation honoring Cleaning for a Reason Day and inviting you to their offices or to their municipalities and taking pictures and getting in the newspaper. And what a great benefit of being a part of Cleaning for a Reason is to receive a proclamation right there in your own town. Isn't being a respected business owner something every cleaning business owner wants and strives for? You know, we go to those networking events, and I mean, I remember this feeling 25 years ago. You go to the networking events and people stand up and they're like, I'm so-and-so attorney at law. And somebody else stands up and I'm the CPA in town. And somebody else stands up, I'm the chiropractor, I'm the doctor, I'm the dentist, you know, I'm the financial planner. And you start to shrink in your chair because your turn is about to come up and you're like, yeah, I clean houses. You know, don't we want to be respected with the rest of our business community? And when our city or our local newspaper, local TV acknowledges your work as a giver and acknowledges your company in public recognition, what a great benefit to giving, to feel like, you know what, finally people can see how we're different, how we're unique, how our company is actually special. And you can be extremely proud as a business owner, somebody who owns a cleaning company, that, you know what, you're more than just the bottom line. Yes, we are all about the bottom line. I am. But we're more than about the bottom line. We have giving in our culture. And you know what? A lot of businesses do not. A lot of businesses do not embrace the giving culture and the giving mindset. There are plenty of CPAs, doctors, attorneys, dentists that have absolutely zero participation in giving in the local community. And what a great way to stand out. What a great way to be recognized as an authentic, worthy business that people should definitely consider doing business with you. And I'm not saying you do that with those as your drivers, because like I said in the beginning, it's authentic giving. It's an authentic giver's mindset that produces the incredible benefits of giving. And doing it just for the gain, it somehow doesn't work. I think it's because people see through it. And I also think you give up early before you reap the benefits. People who are doing it as a gimmick, well, they give up, they drop out. I'll tell you about Jim. He called me several years ago and he said, Debbie, I have a confession to make. And I've told this story before, so I apologize if you've heard it. But he said, Debbie, I have a confession to make. I joined, and I felt like saying, well, I'm not your priest, so you don't have to confess anything to me. But I was his consultant at the time, his business consultant. And he said, I joined Cleaning for a Reason for the wrong motives. He said, to be honest with you, I had been resisting. He said, I felt like, well, I'm struggling in business. I can't give away free cleaning. And he said, I had that mindset that, you know, maybe I'll join later when I'm more successful and I'm more profitable and I'm finally taking a bigger paycheck. And he said, I had that mindset for like a couple of years and I resisted joining. He said, but then I saw my competitor featured in the local newspaper and I was really jealous. And he said, I was frustrated and I was angry because I knew they were newer in business than me. I had been in business well over 10 years. They had a smaller company than me and they weren't nearly as good as my company. He said, I'd gotten some of their customers because they weren't as good as my business. Yet here they are featured in the local newspaper. And he said, I was really frustrated by that. And he said, I said, well, doggone it. And it was because of their work with Cleaning for a Reason. They had joined. And he said, here they are, what I would consider novices in business. And I'm an expert. I've been around a long time. And they're being featured in local newspaper and being elevated as, you know, professional. And he said, so I joined for the wrong reasons. He said, I called up and I said, I'm going to join Cleaning for a Reason. And he said, basically, I did it because I knew it was important for my cause marketing aspect. And he said, but here's the honest truth. He said, we just left a cancer patient this afternoon, and he called me late in the day. And he said, I might have joined for the wrong reasons, but I'm in it for all the right reasons now. He said, that cleaning touched my heart like nothing has in years. He said, I've been so busy focused on growing my business and trying to build my bottom line. And he said, you know, you kind of lose heart after a while and you start to, you know, feel very lonely in business. And it's all about me and trying. And in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, and we're living in the want, living in the gap. And he said, but when I cleaned for that cancer patient, my staff cleaned and I went by to see her and check over the work. And I saw the little pink bracelets that the cancer patient had made for each one of my employees. And she gave every employee a hug and she had tears in her eyes. And he said, she gave me a hug and then I had tears in my eyes. And then each one of my three employees had tears in their eyes. And then when we left the house, all of the employees thanked me for paying them to go clean that house. And he said, all the years I've been in business, my employees have never thanked me for the jobs I pay them to do. They're like, oh, good, I got my paycheck. Why isn't it bigger? And he said, I was so moved by that experience. And he said, I may have joined for the wrong reasons, but I'm going to stay in it for the right reasons. He said, that touched my heart like nothing else has in many, many years in business. And I said to him, I said, you know what, Jim, it really doesn't matter what your motive is, as long as you're giving. Because when you give, it actually kind of works its way into your heart. And so just giving, just the act of giving changes you as a person. As you see what happens to other people when you're a giver, and then what happens to you as a business owner, as a giver. And the more you give, the more you get. Now, you don't give to get, but the more you give, the more you get. I can't outgive giving. And I think we should all try. You can't outgive giving. The more you give, the more you will get. If you are tired of always wanting, always living in the gap, if you're tired of always thinking, well, I would give if I could, but I won't. You know, start small. You've already started by being a part of Cleaning for a Reason, but begin to expand your giving in ways that you can find that you can afford to expand your giving. Sometimes it's just a matter of time. Sometimes it's not about writing a check. Sometimes it's volunteering your time, mentoring somebody who's struggling. I know I've volunteered to mentor little elementary school students that are at-risk students, and I did that for a year, just actually a year ago. You know, it's not all about just being able to afford to write a big check, but think of ways that you can expand the giving in your own life. And I promise you, when you see yourself giving more, you will be amazed at how much you reap. When you give in scarcity, you reap in scarcity. When you give in abundance, you reap in abundance. And I hope you'll remember this, and I hope you won't think, oh, that was a nice inspirational talk. These are real concepts that actually help people in business move from always wanting to waking up realizing, wow, I have. And sometimes the having is just a level of fulfillment you've never had in your life and in your business. Sometimes the having is a level of success and abundance in your business that you've never experienced before. I mean, I will say, since advancing my giver's mindset and broadening and expanding my giver's mindset, my business has grown tremendously in the last 10 years. My business, my exposure, my stature, my community, it's all grown as a result of the giving. It's like you cannot outgive giving. So I hope that encourages you today, especially as summer is upon us and employees are maybe quitting for the summer because they have to take care of their kids. And maybe you're struggling financially in the summer. A lot of cleaning businesses slow down because their teachers are canceling service until the fall. And, you know, you might be tempted to just drop out And this also happens at Christmas time. Some people drop out of the program because they're like, oh, we're too busy. We can't help our cancer patients. Well, you know what? The cancer patients need your help more at Christmas time than ever, because they also are trying to keep up with doctor's appointments and chemotherapy and trying to recover from feeling horrible. And they got Christmas presents to buy too. And they have Christmas parties to go to at work if they can make them. So, you know, when our life is busy, think about the times that our patients are busy. Just find a way to give more. If you determine, I will give more, I will not drop out of the program, I will do more, not less, then once you make that determination, you'll go out and find a way to make it happen. But when you give in to the scarcity mindset, well, I can't do that, maybe I'll do it later. When you give in to the scarcity mindset, you don't find the solutions to the root of the problem in the beginning. And so you tend to go backwards instead of move forward. And so adopt that giver's mindset. If you want to be a haver instead of a wanter, if you want to have what successful people have in your life, start with giving and expand your giving and practice your giving. And the more you practice it, the more you expand it, the more abundance you'll reap. So I hope that helps you today. That's kind of been on my heart. And I felt like as we go into the summer, it's really a good time to talk about, rather than cut back and give less, think of ways you can give more. And there are lots of things we can do to give more without costing more. So I'd like to open it up for questions and answers. If you're in front of a computer and you hover over just above on the right in the chat window or hit that chat bubble, you can raise your hand. If you click raise hand, then I can acknowledge you and unmute your microphone and you can ask your question. Or if you don't want to unmute your microphone and ask a question, then you can type in the chat window and you can just type your question right there. But I'd love to take questions from anybody if you want to raise your hand. Let's see if there are any. And some of you are like, how do you do that? But there is an area, it's kind of like below the name and above the chat, and you just hover over it and it should say raise hand if anybody wants me to unmute you. I want to give you time to either ask questions about the program or offer comments and feedback of how giving, especially through Cleaning for a Reason, has changed your business or changed you as a business owner. I would really like to hear that. Okay, here is a question that somebody posted. Why did we cut back on cleanings that are being offered? Lori, that is such a great question. I'm so glad you asked that. So recently we made a policy change. Actually, it was a year ago. We made a policy change that each patient would be granted 2 cleanings instead of 4. So one thing we did in our data analysis over the last 10 years, we discovered that most patients only use 2 of their 4 cleanings. And it was a very small percentage, although some did, a small percentage of patients went on to use cleaning 3 and 4. And so what was happening is we were tying up the availability, waiting and waiting, and then people didn't do it. And so it made it harder for people to get in. We also knew that if the majority of people do not accept that 3rd and 4th cleaning, then it might not be as important and necessary as we thought. And we realized maybe that's a sign. Maybe we're giving away too much and we could be serving double the number of people instead of turning away double the numbers of people that we have to turn away. So we talked about it. We looked at the data first to make sure that we weren't just guessing at what the data seemed to be telling us. And we decided as a board, and then we voted, and this was before we merged with ISSA. We decided as a board, let's make this a policy change. Now, the good news is nothing prevents you as a business owner from giving a patient a couple of more cleanings. I know in my own business, we really struggle with some of our patients that are really struggling with their health. Oftentimes, we'll give them a 3rd and a 4th and sometimes even a 5th and a 6th cleaning. But we still open up the schedule to allow somebody who's in need to jump in and get a couple of cleanings. So that was really the reason. It was for practical reasons. We noticed that people really were not taking advantage of the third and fourth. And the common reason we were given when asked about why, the common reason we would hear is, you know what, I'm doing so much better. Please give that last two cleanings to somebody else who needs it. So for the most part, people feel guilty when they accept charity that they don't need. Now, I know there's some people out there, the takers, right? The takers, not the givers. There's people out there that'll take every cleaning they can get, even if they don't need it. And that's okay. You know what? We're not here to judge their heart. We're here to judge our own heart. And so, you know, some people might take the cleanings when they don't need it. Obviously, others will take all four cleanings back when we offered it because they desperately needed it. But overwhelmingly, the majority of the people said, this was wonderful, but I really don't need it. And I would rather you give it to somebody who does. And I think that really speaks to the heart of most people. They will accept the help when they really need it, and they're willing to pass it on to somebody else when they feel like, you know what, I'm on my feet. I don't need it. So Lori's answer is perfect. We do that also. We give them an extra cleaning and then we send them flowers. Oh my gosh. Now see, that's double giving. We send them flowers once completing their third cleaning, thanking them for opening up their home to us. You know what? That brings tears to my eyes, Lori, because the giver's mindset changes us as business owners. And probably years ago, you might not have even thought of that. And what a joy it is to your staff to be a part of not only giving her a great cleaning that she needs, but then thanking her for the opportunity to serve her with flowers. What a wonderful gesture. And doesn't that just make you bigger in your soul and in your heart? And I guarantee that inspires your staff. And I bet you anything, they feel like, man, this is the best place in the world to work. I love working for Lori. And that is how people feel when you just give and then you give more, you know, that is giving in abundance right there. And I don't mean to embarrass you or make you feel like I'm singling you out, but what you just described is an example of giving in abundance. Some people follow the rules of cleaning for a reason to a T. It's like, well, I have to be able to use that logo. I have to give, how many cleanings do I have to give? Okay, two. Okay, good. And then that's it. And they would never give more. And they're happy when their phone isn't ringing and patients aren't requesting. And I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying there is a scarcity mindset. And then there's others that are like, I'm giving in abundance. I have to give two. Okay, well, I'll give three and I'll give flowers. And I'm not saying that to chastise anybody. So please, please do not miss my heart here. We all have to give at whatever level we're comfortable. I'm not fussing at anybody for not giving more. I'm saying thank you for giving what you do give and consider finding ways to give more. And it may not be more cleanings. You might not be able to afford that, but you might be able to give more in other ways, your time and your talents. So thank you for sharing that, Lori. I really do appreciate that. All right, Diana wrote a question in here. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything. She says, we have had a challenge getting cancer patients. The older women are embarrassed to use our services, isn't that sad? So our Mondays are slow days for all of our staff, and we are planning to do a barbecue fundraiser for Cleaning for a Reason so that we can bring out more awareness in the community. You know what, Diana? That's a great idea. And here's the thing. Oftentimes we think that we don't have any cancer patients because they don't want our service. We might think that. But the reality is you probably need to be more aggressive at getting the word out about your incredible benevolence program. And that in and of itself, just that one activity elevates your entire business. And so if you become more committed to jumping out on Facebook and joining some of those private neighborhood Facebook groups and jumping in and not just bragging on your company and saying, hey, we have openings and we'll sell you a cleaning for, you know, $25 off coupon. I'm not talking about just elevating your company or promoting your company, but you jump into those private Facebook groups and you say, you know what? We're here to serve women with cancer. We have this great service, but we donate a few cleanings every single month. And we'd like to let everyone in this group know that we're here to serve any friends that you have, relatives, business associates, neighbors. Please tell them about our service. You jump into private Facebook groups or on Facebook and you just talk about your giving. You don't talk about your coupon. You don't talk about your deals. You talk about your giving. And all those eyeballs that see that who don't have cancer, you've just been elevated in their eyes. You've just done incredible free marketing and promotion for your for-profit side of the business. And so don't settle for the fact that some people, older people, are embarrassed to use your service when they have cancer. Think about, okay, well, those people couldn't do it. You know, and a lot of people just can't accept charity. It's just too humiliating. I get that. I understand that. But there's plenty of other people who just don't know that you're available. So I would create an aggressive campaign, not an obnoxious campaign, but an aggressive campaign to get the word out that this great help is available through your service. And people will share those posts. People will tell their neighbors, their colleagues, their, you know, best friends. It's like, hey, did you hear about this cleaning service? Doesn't your sister have cancer? Why don't you tell her? So I really think it's a lack of getting the word out. And trust me, if you do, number one, you will get cancer patients who need you and they will find you. Number two, you will get non-cancer patients that are really impressed with what they just read and they'll private you, message you and say, hey, I've been looking for a new service. Can you get me a quote? So the abundance that will come back will be worth the time and effort invested. So I urge you to just promote more, promote your charity. And one way to do it is the barbecue, but you know, that is a lot of work. Now it's fabulous. I don't want to discourage you from doing it because it really does great things for your business when you hold a fundraiser, but don't stop there. Cause you know what? We can't hold a fundraiser every day. We can't hold a fundraiser every week or every month. We just can't. Most of us, we're lucky if we can get the time and the energy and the resources to hold a fundraiser once a year, then what are you going to do the other 11 months? Right? So get into a system, a rhythm, a new habit of promoting your charitable work on Facebook, maybe on Google AdWords, in your email campaigns, at your networking events. Just promote your charity work and you'll be surprised at all the for-profit work that just starts jumping in your lap. And your charity cleans. You'll get some patients. All right, is there anybody else that wants to post a question or a comment? I want to hear your feedback. Let's see if anybody raised their hand. I don't know if you guys just don't know how to do it or what, but you can just raise your hand if you're on the computer by hovering just above that little chat.
Hey, Debbie.
Yes, ma'am.
On my computer, I have to scroll around your picture and it comes up below your picture. It'll say chat and raise hands.
Below my picture or their own picture?
Your picture, like you're up on the screen and right below that, when I scroll over that area, there's a chat and raise hands.
Okay. Area. Interesting. Well, I thank you for saying that. So if anybody's trying to figure out, oh, there we go, Debbie McAdams. All right, Debbie figured it out. Allow to talk. Debbie, you're on. You're on, Debbie. Oh, wait. Did I do something wrong? No. Debbie, we should be able to hear you. You raised your hand, but you're not talking. So I don't know. Maybe you have your thing muted. There you go. Who is that? Speak. I don't know. Let me just hit disable talking. All right. So Debbie, you've been re-muted back. Oh, wait. And then allow to talk. Let me try it again. Debbie, can you hear me? Oh, I never unmuted you. Let me try it again. Unmute the audio. Deb, it's not working. Debbie, now you are unmuted. I don't know. It's not working. Anyway, we'll just disable talking there. puts her back in. So if anybody else wants to, I'm going to lower your hand, Debbie. And if you want to try it again, you can raise your hand again. I don't know if that was just a mistake, but if anybody else wants to raise your hand, we're still kind of playing with the software. It's a little bit sophisticated, maybe a little bit above my pay grade. If anybody else wants to raise your hand, like Audrey said, you have to hover over my picture and raise your hand and hit raise hand. Or you can type a note in the chat. If you'd like to type a testimonial of how the giving mindset has changed your business or has how you've benefited. Okay, so Diana writes one more question, I think. Okay, so, and Debbie says, let me try one more time. Okay, try one more time, Debbie, and I'll try it again. It was like I could hear your car noise, but I couldn't hear you. So Diana has a question. We have a challenge. Oh, no, that was the same question. Never mind. I thought it was a new one. All right, Debbie, let me try one more time. Allow to talk. Unmute. Debbie, can you talk? I don't know what's going on. I feel like I can hear your car noise, but anyway. All right. I'll just mute you back. All right, anybody else? I don't want to miss anybody if you guys have questions. Debbie, if you want to type something in the chat, I can read it, but for some reason, I cannot hear you when you talk. I don't know if your phone is being muted. Maybe you need to unmute, but I did unmute you. All right, guys, I don't see any other raised hands. So in the future, when we do these teleseminars, if you dial in on your computer or you link in on your computer through the Zoom software or on your phone using the Zoom app, then you have more functionality on these webinars. We use this particular webinar style because it's so noisy in the background when there's so many people talking and it's very hard to catch who's making all the noise. It's hard to mute everybody out. So I hope this was helpful. I would love your feedback. If you found this was helpful, if you would like to share a little testimonial or some feedback about how the giver's mindset has changed you in business, how giving, participating, and cleaning for a reason has elevated your business, whether it's financially or emotionally, give us some of that feedback. We would love to hear it. You can either send it to me directly, debbiesardone@gmail.com, or you can send it to Lucy, L-U-C-Y, @cleaningforreason.org. We would like to hear your feedback because it really does inspire us. It's giving when we get to hear how Cleaning for a Reason maybe has changed your life or has changed your business. And so I hope this was helpful. We will probably do this again this time next month. And I just want to remind you to enlarge the giving mindset so that you can experience the ability to reach greater potential in your business. I hope you guys have a great evening. Thank you so much for being on the call with us today. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for you being willing to be a part of Cleaning for a Reason and being willing to take your resources, even if you don't have a lot of them, and being willing to serve people in your community. We don't take that for granted. We're incredibly grateful. And we love you for doing that. So thank you, everybody. And I hope you have a great night. And I hope you have an abundant week. Take care.